Lots of teachers leave the DISD every year. Some retire, move with a spouse, change careers, or don't get rehired. Last year, the district says that number was 1,529. This year, it rose to 1,686. Maricela Zuniga is one of them.
I loved going to work. And this past year, I didn't. And so I knew I had to leave.
Zuniga taught kindergartners at William Anderson Elementary in Southeast Dallas. She says the superintendent introduced a regimented, one-size-fits-all teaching style and evaluation structure her colleagues called the Mike Miles way. She says it stressed out teachers and shortchanged the kids.
Things that we were celebrated for, we were praised for, we were getting good evaluations for the year before were now all wrong. And there was no creativity pretty much allowed. There's no, you're confined to box.
So after 7.5 years teaching youngsters she loved, Zuniga turned in her resignation and is heading to another district. Fourth grade teacher Kay Brewer left too after 26 years with Dallas. She now lives in Austin.
Oh, I would have stayed at least 3 more years. I left because I couldn't put up with the pressure and the micromanaging and the my way or the highway.
Brewer says she retired early because of evaluation methods implemented under Superintendent Miles that didn't make sense to her.
I've seen teachers of the year getting spot observations and being marked down. How can you go from being teacher of the year to just average or so-so? I have had spot observers before, but not to this extent. And you never knew when they were going to come in. I had one spot observation at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we release our students at 3.
Miles has said some teachers might not like reform or his methods, but change is tough and necessary. Last August, he told teachers at a rally that he would help improve their teaching skills.
That's where it's at. That's what happens for our kids, is when you teachers do a great job in front of every kid. That will include us giving instructional feedback and building a culture of feedback. And we can't be afraid of that. We're going to train principals well on how to do it.
After a year, 17% of Dallas teachers said no more. Meanwhile, DISD spokesman John DeLander says the district has been aggressively recruiting teachers and will begin this next year with hundreds fewer vacancies than last year. And he says the district hopes to recruit yet more teachers at today's invitation-only job fair at Conrad High School. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.